Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where we tell the stories of local businesses and services. I'm Randy Bushover. If there's a business or service you'd like to hear featured, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me, Robert Sotier, the organizer for BAC Local Number 3, New York. And the BAC is significant because it stands for Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Union. So I guess, Robert, just to talk a little bit about BAC, who they are, what they do.
Yes, so just like the title says, we are the bricklayers and ally craft workers. So it's the big family of trades covering bricklayers, blocklayers, stonemasons, plasterers, concrete finishers, refractory workers, restoration workers, pointers, caulkers, cleaners, tile and terrazzo workers, tile, terrazzo, and marble.
Also. Yeah, I wanted to definitely cover all aspects of that because literally you do more than this, but lay the groundwork, the foundation for anything that gets built because of the nature of what you do.
Yes, that's correct.
And is this something that takes years of work to learn, these specific crafts?
Yes, actually, I'm glad you're asking that. So we go into an apprenticeship program that typically is about four or five year program. Each trade has their own length, but bricklayers and tile setters range between around 4 and 5 years program. So yeah, it's an intricate program where you develop the skills. It's a skill trade, so you're not going to learn in a day or a month or even a year. There's many aspects of masonry in every branch. And every time you build a wall, you're building in a different environment. You know, not all the sites are the same. So yes, there is quite a bit to it. It's an apprenticeship program. A lot of people they compare going to a college when it takes 4 or 5 years to get a degree. Well, the same thing with us. It takes 4 or 5 years to become a journeyman or journeywoman, a journey worker. So, yes.
And a little bit about the history, because everybody kind of knows the UAW, the Teamsters, pipe fitters, steam fitters. As a matter of fact, we just talked to them a couple of weeks ago. Is this an organization that has been around for a while, or is it recently formed this year?
Oh, I'm so happy that you asked me that question, because I'm very proud to say that I'm part of the oldest continuous building trades union in North America. So we're here since 1865.
And I'm guessing that the Masons may have played a role in that, because masonry a part of what you do?
Absolutely. Masonry play a huge role in that. Back in the day when they got together to fight for the wages and the safety and dignity and basically all they wanted is what we all want and enjoy right now. It's a decent life. After you go work hard, you should enjoy the benefits of decent life while you're working, and dignity when you retire.
As long as we're on the subject of history, what about your personal history? What is it about this line of work that got you interested? How did you come about that?
Wow, you ask me all the great questions. So while working on residential construction sites in my early 20s, I realized that I need to be able to support my young family. So I did some research, asked around, and learned that a job with a union would give me access to a benefit package that includes health insurance, pension for retirement, paid training, safety training, and cross-training to other fields. It would also give me the ability to grow in a member-funded organization and be part of something special created by workers like me a long time ago. I choose this particular union because I was wowed by some of the old buildings like cathedrals that are just awesome, durable works of art. In this trade, you can go back and look at what you worked on. It's there and will be there for quite a while.
Very good. Listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're chatting with Robert Sotir, organizer of BAC Local Number 3 for New York, the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Union. Why is it that there are, I'm guessing there are advantages, so why should someone who's involved in the trades join the union?
Yes. The first reason, in my opinion, is appreciation for the history of organized labor that fought and continue to fight for workers, setting the standards like living wages, safe working conditions, and living with dignity when retired. Where I come from, there was no unions, so all those things I just mentioned do not exist or did not exist. The construction wages were so bad that I could not support a family and live decently and prosper. So I had to leave, basically. To your question, unions are part of a great American history. It had a huge impact on building the middle class, which translated to building America and the American dream. I feel like I'm a living example of that. By joining a union, I feel like I am part of that great movement. So I think those are the reasons why a construction worker should look into joining a union.
Certainly this area is very pro-union when you look at it. The county and the city, more specifically, seems to be that way. But I'm sure there are more than a number of people that may have had some negative things to say about unions and your activities. What kind of response would you have to those who may have some negative impressions of unions?
Yes. Unfortunately, there has been some occasional abuse and improper leadership with unions from the every aspect, every facet. Not just construction trade unions, but that doesn't exist with us, since we consider ourselves as a vital part of vital part to community, to communities, I should say, and to the economic development of where we live. We are a business owned by membership who work hard without any outside financial assistance. We provide skilled trade and safety training. We provide good wages and benefits. Our members are not a burden of the taxpayers. And we give back to the community through service projects and by promoting and protecting workers' rights and income equality. Everyone benefits. Even the non-union workers benefits from us being here. It's like we set a standard.
Sure. Well, talk, if you will, about some of the work that has been done here in the city of Buffalo or wider the region, because I imagine it's not just a Buffalo or Erie County thing where you work. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the buildings that people might recognize that you've actually done work on?
So I personally, before I become an instructor 10 years ago, I work on Burgar School. I work on many buildings in Niagara University. I worked on a federal building downtown. This is just to name a few. There's plenty of schools that even throughout my apprenticeship I worked on.
It's got to give you a sense of pride when you pass by any of those buildings, right? You still remember, hey, I was right there. I put that there.
Yeah, I started my apprenticeship on a city center in Batavia. And I live in Batavia, so I go by there all the time. And I look at the center clock and the stones that they were set on that. And being an apprentice, you know, you don't get to lay a lot of those units. But I didn't make a lot of cuts on that building. And I touched a lot of those, that stone that was set on the top of the building.
You had mentioned earlier that the schooling for certain aspects of what the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Union does takes maybe 5 to 6 years in some cases. We've talked to other groups, construction workers, whatnot, and things like electrical carpentry, you're seeing a relative shortfall in the number of people actually going into that line of work. Similar for your union and your craft, are you actively trying to get more people interested and involved in doing this for a line of work?
Yeah, so I feel like there, in the recent years, there's a push for students from high schools to go to continuing their education in colleges and universities and stuff. But I feel like I'm here to tell you that it's not for everyone. Even though it's not, the push is there, I think the community should be more open on the skill trades, on the building trades unions, because a lot of young people, they like working with their hands, and they don't necessarily love to continue studying. And even I push for studying. I want people to be educated. I think it's very important. But at some point, a lot of us rather work with their hands.
The next part I wanted to go to from that was along with this detailed work you had mentioned earlier, some of the other things that besides just bricklaying and the stonework and the concrete, but like some of the intricate design work, I'm guessing with like terracotta, things like that. That's also something that you would do?
That's something we do. I particularly didn't work with terracotta. Again, it's even though we're in a big family of trades, it's almost like every branch is specialized. So you'll have workers that most of the work they do is laying brick or laying block. The stonemasons, most of their work they do is laying the stone. Tile setters, that's all they do, probably lay a tile. And the same thing with terrazzo and restoration guys. So there is a specialty trade where you have workers working mainly with terracotta.
Yeah, and the other thing I've never really thought about, with the actual bricks, the pieces themselves, or the stone that you work with, that already come pre-cut, or is this something else that you would do as well? Was that the actual cutting of these blocks wherever they get placed?
Most of them, the units, we call them the units, whether it's brick, block, stone, they're set as they come. They come pre-cut, but occasionally you have to make cuts. You have to make cuts around windows. You have to make cuts around sills. Sometimes the stones they have to be faced. So yes, there is a lot of handwork on them. Doesn't really well the tile too. The edges sometimes the tile doesn't fit as a full, so you have to cut it.
All right. So at this point, how about throwing out the website?
Yes, it's baclocal3ny.com.
Easy enough. Robert, thank you very much. I appreciate you having you on.
Thank you for your time, and it's been a pleasure to be here. And look forward to see you again at the next one.
Well, thank you. Robert Sotier, he's organizer for BAC Local No. 3 New York, the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Union. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.